Benson Parish Council update. Maintaining and enhancing our well-being. On the 14th of March, there was yet another dog attack by two Staffordshire Bull Terriers. The owner didn't have them on their leads, which left a smaller dog fighting for its life. When around people and other dogs, please ensure that your dog is on a lead and under your control. Our open spaces are for everyone to use without fear or concern. Making Benson brilliant. Key project updates. Parish Hall. We are finalising details with the contractors following the decision to proceed. The Play Park and Fitness Trail. Great progress is being made and it is really beginning to come together. We are still on track for opening at the end of May. You may also be aware through the discussions regarding the Parish Hall that Benson Parish will be the recipient of large sums of community infrastructure levy monies arising from the new developments. To date, the money that we've received from the initial Carla Holmes development has helped us to support the long-awaited Sunnyside Play Park project, as well as the work to upgrade the Parish Hall and ensure compliance with modern accessibility and health and safety standards. But this is just the beginning. Consequently, we need to start thinking more as a community about how we would like to spend this new Community Infrastructure Levy windfall, also known as CIL. What are the projects that the Parish Council should start to research? How could we spend that CIL money to really benefit the village? It is important to realise that CIL money has a lifespan. Once it's devolved down from the District Council to the parish, we have 5 years to use it or lose it. We will engage with you to support this decision-making, as big projects do take years to deliver. Designs, planning permissions, tendering, etc. We are working on a means of managing the conversation and we will need to have a village-wide discussion about our priorities and then make a start. Keeping Benson beautiful. We are currently reviewing a green space strategy for Benson. Of course, it's not exclusively about keeping Benson beautiful. It also has a large bearing on how we use these natural facilities to support our well-being and collective enjoyment, while being mindful of the needs of the natural environment. One immediate area of focus is the future use of the Cuckoo Pen land on St. Helens Avenue. We will look to publish the strategy soon, and it will help inform and drive our decision-making process.